I was a late call last night. Mark obviously was expected to play. We started the warm-up as per usual, and halfway through it, he started feeling his back. So he went off in for treatment, and at that point, I still wasn't too sure if I'd play part of the game or not, if Mark would start. Then about 5 minutes after that, one of the staff came out and said I'd be playing.
Did you see him pull up? Did you see him pick up the injury then?
Yeah, well, I was delivering crosses into the box for him. So he took one and went to kick it, and he wasn't moving too great. So that's when he spoke to, obviously, Wardy, and then went in to see the physio.
And how often, when you're a goalkeeper and you're warming up with the fellow goalkeepers and you know who's the number one, you know who's on the team sheet, how do you warm up? Do you warm up differently? Do you warm up, or do you try and prepare as if something like that might happen?
Well, I mean, every, like saying, choice keeper, every player that starts on the bench has the same mentality. They could be needed. So they're just ready for the game, ready to be involved. Obviously, you want to start, but if you don't start, you still want to get on.
Is it difficult to have that mentality, to maintain that mentality when you haven't been playing week in, week out? 4 appearances for you now this season. Is it difficult to keep yourself in that mindset?
It's not so much the mindset, it's just when you actually got on the pitch yourself. I mean, if you're playing regular, you're a bit sharper, you're a bit more aware of things. It's not so much the mindset, it's more of the actual match sharpness.
And you had that match sharpness and you were called into action early on. What, 40 seconds in, you had to pull off a save to keep your side in the game at that point?
Yeah, it was a lot earlier than I was expecting, that's for sure. I mean, they obviously had a quick break. First minute, they had a shot. But after that, the boys got their feet and started playing well.
And that match sharpness, then, that you're talking about, how do you go about trying to keep that? How can you try and keep that? Or do you just have to hope for the best on that front of things?
Well, yeah, it's games. I mean, it just comes with games. You play regular football, yeah, you feel yourself, you're that bit sharper. You're that bit more aware when you're on the pitch, and you're that much comfier when you're actually playing games. So, I mean, that, the only thing I can come with is playing matches.
Is it difficult being a number two goalkeeper, you could say, but you know you're up against Mark Howard, you know what standard of goalkeeper he is. Is it difficult?
Well, I wouldn't say frustrating, but when I signed as number two, I knew obviously Mark was number one. He's a quality keeper and he's been playing very well. So I knew I'd have my work cut out trying to get a game. So all I've tried to do is when I've had the few chances, just try and show what I can do.
And what's it like in terms of the goalkeepers working together at the club? How's that group of players?
Well, they always say goalkeepers are slightly different. We know there's only one position on the pitch. When all the keepers want that position, but there's only one can start. So, I mean, obviously, you try and help each other, push each other on, and whoever's starting, you just try and help and support, and obviously, while away working yourself.
How are you viewing things for the Blades overall this season then? Sat sixth in the table right now. You've got a couple of games in hand on the sides around you as well. How do you view it?
We're going well. It's been a good season. We've had a couple of very good cup runs in the League Cup, and obviously we'd like to get a bit further in the FA Cup, but it wasn't to be. But we've been playing well, and like you said, we're sixth in the league, couple of games in hand, so we're in a good position to kick on to the end of the season.
How much of those cup runs been a positive on the league form, do you think? Because some people could have said it could have disrupted you, but I know last night, obviously a fantastic performance and result against Colchester, but do you feel you can kick on now?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a very good squad. If you look player for player in this league, we have got a good squad. And like you said, towards the end of the season, we just try and find a feet, get into a good run of form, and everyone playing well.
Do you think it's a stronger squad now as well with the additions made in January?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the boys coming in, now you've seen yourself, a few of them had a couple of games, a few last night, is that. So they're very, very good players, and they've added a fair bit to the squad.
What would you say if I asked you about the chase for a top two spot? At the moment in time, the gap's 15 points, but two games in hand. What's your view on that?
Well, Bristol City and MK Dons, they've had a great season. They've been going strong week in, week out. I mean, most teams usually will have a wee dip here or there. So if they have a wee dip here or there, then, and we keep picking up points, then there's a chance. But like I said, there's a few points in between us.
And for you as well at the moment then, I guess you're just waiting to hear what the prognosis is with Mark Howard, aren't you, ahead of the weekend?
Yes. Hopefully I can get a few more games under my belt and, like I said, show to the manager and the boys and that what I can do, and I'm there when needed. But, it's a bit of a waiting game, see what happens with Mark.